difficulties.
I'm interested in your view on the importance of technique. Now, if you make a statement of freedom, something like there can be no technique for achieving freedom, and you imply today that there can be no technique for educating a child. Now, are you saying that techniques are completely unimportant, or are you saying that we must pay far more attention to the spirit or the atmosphere in which these techniques are applied?
I'm saying the second of these, that techniques are useless to a person who doesn't know what they're for. That is to say, if the teacher hasn't got a true notion of what he is trying to do, he can't use the best techniques to do it. That's why I finished up by saying, once you've mastered this, that is to say, once you've known precisely what your job as a teacher is, and have discovered how to set about it, then you can use all the techniques. You can go to the sociologists and the psychologists and the people who develop techniques of teaching this subject and that subject and use them. But then you are master of the techniques, and you don't identify the techniques with the job you're doing. They are merely tools. If you find in a particular case they don't work well, you toss them overboard and think out something for yourself. Because they are only techniques. And there are techniques in a field in which techniques, if they are themselves relied on to do the job, are disastrous things. You've got to be very careful of your techniques, that they don't, as it were, take the place of teaching. And you think you can turn the handle and get the product that you want. No technique can do that in the educational field. Education, as I say again, is one person sharing, caring for another person who is still young and hasn't learned the elementary things which are necessary for life in a highly organized, civilized society like ours. And the important thing is that the teacher should be really anxious to do it. That's why I said, I think, once, and I've often repeated it, that when I find myself failing in my teaching, I always ask myself the same question. Look here, have you fallen into the trap of teaching your subject instead of teaching your pupils? And I commend it to you as a very good question to ask yourselves when you find you're not getting on with the job as well as you should. It's the main trap that is set in the nature of things for teachers, that they should get so interested in the subject they're teaching that they forget the children that they're supposed to be educating.